And welcome to the SEO podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome back to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. We're actually making sure we're mic'd up properly before we get halfway through our podcast. Yeah. We do have a watcher on Facebook Live, so go ahead and hit us up. Let us know
post a comment. Let me know who that is. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, by the way, we have no idea who you are until you post something, and then we'll actually see your name. So if you want to remain anonymous, then don't post anything. What if they like just press one of those little
triggers? So buttons, then we'll see it,
but it'll go away.
Yeah.
And we have to know the picture who it is. Okay.
Exactly.
As always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is include trending topics in your content when relevant.
Look, anything that's trending on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, wherever it's trending at, if it's relevant to your business, then include that trending topic when writing new content.
Boom. Please remember, we are filmed live here in Houston, Texas, H-Town, and we are your friendly local neighborhood
top position snatchers.
And our mantra is,
do not be a douche.
Don't be a douche. It is not a good look. I'm assuming we've got something pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, we got a great article, man, by the homie Jason Demirs and the good folks over at Search Engine Guide. He posted this article, 6 ways to make your content more authoritative for SEO.
Wow.
Authority. Talking authority today. Tune in.
I like it. All right, so if you're in a position to and have some sort of device, I don't know, similar to the one that Charles is
using right now, doing exactly what I'm doing right now, make sure you be social with us, tweet us at eWeb Results, at Best SEO Podcast. Use the hashtag SEO Podcast. This is number 337. That way we can follow you back and do all of our social networking stuff.
Excellent. Hey, if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy. Welcome to the podcast.
Glad to have you.
We have a little bit of the potatoes to go through. We'll be getting to
some veggies.
Some veggies. Well, don't worry.
It's not broccoli.
It's not raw broccoli. And then we'll be getting into the meat.
With ranch, raw broccoli isn't bad.
It's still, yeah. Doesn't ranch make everything good? Like, you could, I don't even know what is the worst thing? There's worse stuff than broccoli. You just stay away from it so often that you don't think that there's worse stuff than broccoli.
Yeah, I love broccoli.
Yeah, I'm okay. Steamed broccoli works
steamed,
for me.
Boiled, baked. Yeah. Baked is my new thing.
Yeah?
Bake it, and when it's halfway done, sprinkle cheese on it, put it back in the oven.
I knew it had cheese.
Hey, you gotta have cheese. You can't have broccoli without cheese. Well, you can, but then it kind of falls off in the category he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta have cheese.
On the border of nasty. Yeah. If you've listened to our podcast before, then you know exactly what we're gonna skip. Here's how it works. If we get at least 10 Shikos, Chuck, what is a Shiko?
A share, a like, or follow.
Any one of those on our social platforms. They're not our social platforms, or, you know, we'd be a lot wealthier. On our pages on the platform that wealthy people own.
Yeah.
If we get 10 Shikos and we get a review, then we don't tell you how to write us a review, so we consolidate that. But we will tell you how you can give us a Shiko, mm-hmm, so that we can avoid the process of how to leave a review. And all of those platforms, they are things like Facebook.com/eWebResults, YouTube.com/eWebResults, Twitter.com/eWebResults, Instagram.com/eWebResults, LinkedIn.com/company/eWebResults. All of those will take you to our profile on those platforms, and you can shiko us, share, like, and follow us. All right, if you're a PHP genius or a WordPress guru, go ahead and
hit us up.
Call us and send in an audio resume. Our phone number is 713-510-7846. Actually, that's not our number. That's the number you should
audio
call.
Resume.
Audio resume. If you would like a free comprehensive website analysis.
Keyword comprehensive.
Yes. Yeah, the keyword. That's a keyword you could search also. Yeah. That's that kind of keyword.
I don't know if we rank for comprehensive, but our analysis definitely is.
We haven't tried, so if you search and we're not there, like, hey, these guys don't, we're not really trying for that. If you would like one, just go to our website, ewebresults.com, and you will find a green button there that you cannot miss. And do we have an AlgoCat thing?
No algo cats.
We do not have any algorithm cataclysm. So we're going to hop into a little bit of news and a review and then get into the meat.
Awesome.
The little bit of news I have is, I've tried so many ways. I've tried an iPad. I've tried the Surface. I've tried any possible way.
Yeah, notes. You've tried all kind of...
To get off of paper, right? I got a stack of paper right in front of my keyboard, and I take notes, and I get a new call, and I get a new paper, and I take notes, and I was like, I could save trees if I get on a tablet. Well, there is a computer where you put the piece of paper on the computer, right?
It's
a tablet. You write on the paper.
Oh, and
then it gets in the computer. So, well, my real concern was the trees. It doesn't solve that problem necessarily. But if my concern is getting into the computer so it could be indexed, then
so you can use it and reference it later and all the other stuff that go and have in your notes.
Yeah, and I could put it with like projects. Hey, here's my notes from that project. Not that that's very useful because I don't know that anyone other. Well, sometimes I can't even read my writing. So
his handwriting is atrocious.
Yeah,
you should have been like Dr. Burris.
Yeah, yeah, that was my other option. Dropbox was talking about having 60 million passwords and usernames hacked back in 2012, I guess, though. So anyway, it made me think,
that sucks, when Dropbox.
When did I get my Dropbox account, and have I changed my password since then? So anyway,
I definitely think I've had it before 2012.
Yeah, me too. So, I need to
go change my password.
Adjustment. Yeah. Mental note. WhatsApp is now going to show ads. I think it was covered last time.
Yeah, well, we knew that was coming. Yeah. They got bought. That was the reason they got bought. But the interesting thing about them is these ads are going to be so relevant. They are going to be so on point with what you would normally purchase that is not fair. It's not fair. Like, why can you market to me that good?
Yeah.
Well, because we've been tracking your data, and we know how you use it and when you use it and where you go. And that's why Facebook made that purchase, and that's why we're about to get ads. Luckily, I was never a WhatsApp user, and so there is no data for me to be in the system, but I know plenty of people who work.
Yep.
And so, yeah, they will get great ads.
Highly targeted. So one of the complaints was like, so now all these engineers, the problem with advertising is all these engineers now spend like every waking moment trying to figure out exactly what you do and what is the best ad to send you, not just like the best product, but you know, should I put the text 1/10 of a pixel higher or 1/10 of a pixel lower, and they spend all of this time where I wish they would just spend all that time on the app. The problem is, if there's no revenue for the app, then that doesn't happen. Yeah, so
exactly. Revenue in advertising.
It's got to happen. News. All right, you got any news yet?
Yeah, I got some news. My news is a little bit more related to our industry. So dig this. Got some Google news. This almost was AlgoCat.
Right.
This is almost AlgoCat. Borderline AlgoCat.
I felt the room shake.
This
earlier,
is probably trimmer worthy.
Okay,
it's probably algo trimmer worthy, but basically this news is from Search Engine Journal. Google updates the schema guidelines for local business reviews. Okay. So we talked about it before and how we could mark up reviews and this and that. Well, some people went overboard and started marking up all reviews for all third parties for everywhere, the ones that they had on their site.
Right.
Right. So for example, if you got reviews on Yelp, you take a copy of that and then put the text on your site and then try to mark up that same review using schema.
Right.
Wrong. We used to do that. Can't do that anymore. Google released some new guidelines addressing just that. They say it's okay to include third-party reviews on your website as long as they're not marked up with schema. From now on, Google wants to see schema markup only on reviews that have been directly produced by your website. If the exact same review has been syndicated elsewhere, like, you know, G+ or Yelp or Angie's List or somewhere else, marking it up with schema will now be a violation of Google's guidelines.
Ouch.
Yeah. Which is all at the same time for all of those clients out there, like my guy in Austin, School of Music, and a few other people who have tons of testimonials and things like that that clients have sent you that they didn't post on Yelp, they didn't post anywhere else, but you have it, they emailed it, however you got it.
Add it to your site.
These are the ones you add. Yes, you mark these up with schema. You create some sort of reviews page, testimonials, whatever you want to call it. And this is the place where those reviews get used.
Yep.
More news. Let's talk Snapchat. So Snapchat, and this is by SEJ also, Snapchat will soon introduce behavioral targeting.
Okay.
I knew this was coming because with Instagram making so many changes and kind of outdoing them on changes and users, it was going to be necessary for Snapchat to come back. And they did. They start going down the way to get more advertising dollars, right? This means that advertisers will soon be able to target users based on their Snapchat activity. So now Snapchat has the worst targeting segment ever across the board, where compared to Twitter or like Instagram or Facebook, where you can target, you know, by hundreds of different criteria, Snapchat gives you five: age, interest, and three location, other kind of lame maybe, things.
Like geo-target,
But now you'll be able to look at things that you've recent snaps you've watched that show them ads placed on them.
Right.
If you follow a whole bunch of sports basketball players, for example, then you will be fall off in a category for basketball, and you'll see basketball related ads. And so they're really targeting more behavior based activity. It's pretty cool.
Yep. Are you a big Snapchat?
I'm not a big Snapchat. I'm not even moderate. I'm not even small. Right. I'm beginner.
I've used it. Yeah, there's like
I'm straight beginner. Yeah. Snapchat. And can I be honest and tell you what discouraged me from using it further? The disgrace on my daughter's face when I was using it. We walked into the game and, you know, all her friends were on the phone. I had my phone and it was the title game. And so I started snapping. Just walked in the gym with my daughter's about to go down. Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo. And she was like, "Daddy, he's snapping for real." And then that broke me.
Yeah.
That straight up broke me. I was like, I thought you would enjoy it. I was going to tag you. She's like, "No, don't want to even be seen in your snap." I'm like, "Oh, okay." So, and ever since then, I ain't been using it.
That's where it is.
So, yeah. But anyway, they targeting my daughter.
Yeah.
and all her behavior. More news, and this is the last piece of news. I thought this was just kind of cool. This actually come from this came from TechCrunch.
Right.
So Mercedes is working with Microsoft to make your commute more productive.
Right.
Dig this. The in-car office feature.
Yeah, I can dig it.
In-car office feature obviously isn't intended to turn your vehicle to a mobile workstation so much as it is designed to help you more easily accomplish work-related tasks that you would probably do on the go anyway. Right? Mercedes in-car office features will do things like pre-populate your navigation system with the destination based off your calendar.
Right.
Right. Or even offer to make phone calls using your in-car voice system when you have meetings marked on your calendar.
Right.
And so things like that. For most people, probably not that big of a deal. But if you spend a lot of time going back and forth to meetings and meeting here and meeting there and going here and going there, this is going to be awesome for you.
Yeah.
Punch in the face to Mercedes for just taking that next step towards tech and you know, moving forward.
So I don't even use the navigation in my car anymore.
Use the phone.
My phone sits up there, so I'm not, and it's already saying, "Hey, you got 10 minutes to get there," or "You need to leave in the next 5 minutes," kind of stuff. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I'm waiting on them to finally roll out. And I know some cars already have it. Like Android have the car version. There's a car version of the iOS software.
Right.
But there needs to be a placeholder where I can just drop my device, and then that my device is now on the screen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so now I can do everything I would do on my Vice, even if it's using a different car version of the operating system. But I have all my contacts, all my calendar, all my mail, text, and everything else is now on the screen based off of whichever device you plug in. Plug in Android, you get Android operating. You get Apple, you get this.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Instead of, you know,
having all the software logic that's there. All right, so let's get into a review. This is one of the two that prevented the tear tattoo. The title is Best SEO Podcast I Could Find. It is, of course,
five stars. Before you go, that's pretty awesome title because there are plenty of SEO podcasts out there.
Yes.
And if this is the best one you could find, then you did good.
Kudos to us.
I know, right?
All right, Tim. It's Tim 808 from the UK.
808?
Love it. In general, this podcast gives great advice on the latest SEO techniques in a fairly light-hearted way. It actually says light-heated way, but I think he meant hearted way. Probably typed it from his iPhone. Its down points are an obsession with asking for reviews and likes and a style which, while entertaining, might put some people off. But the review asking has improved massively recently. They describe it as the meat and veg of the episode. Meat being the content and veg being the promotion. I think the veg, or just asking for reviews, put a lot of the above bad reviewers off. So there's bad reviews above off the show, and they haven't had the chance to wait for the meat to come up. Especially now that vegetables have turned from raw broccoli to something a bit more palatable. Yeah, so we've never had the meat, but potatoes.
Yeah, the potatoes. He called them veggies.
Veggies, yeah, it's potato. I guess potatoes
or are vegetables.
Interesting. It's the UK. It's potatoes. Potatoes. Hey, potatoes. Punch in the face, Tim. Thank you.
Vegetables. Like, yeah. How would that sound in the UK?
Vegetables. Vegetables. Yeah. I would like some vegetables.
Punch in the face to you, dude. Appreciate it. I'm glad you're listening past the veggies and getting to the content.
Boom. That's next is from Kelly Sue. She's with Whiskey Collars.
Kelly Sue?
Kelly Sue. And it's it was on Google, and it is, of course,
five stars.
She actually also left it on Stitcher. Punch in the face to her. Helping
Man,
us out
for
in
the
both ways.
Review. Appreciate
it. This is, I love this podcast. Chris and Charles are so personable. By the way, she's with Whiskey Collars. I may have mentioned that.
Whiskey?
Whiskey, like the drink. Okay. Whiskey. Collars, like the dog collar. Whiskey Collars, no, so they don't serve whiskey.
Oh.
They don't have whiskey. It's not like a whiskey with a straw.
I was saying, why don't we have one
now? Yeah, exactly. What is the disconnect? How did you piss her off so much that she did not send us a whiskey collar?
I don't even want the review. I want a collar. Yeah, okay, no. But that's not
it's
the kind
just
of
a dog collar. It's nice, very stylized, custom leather dog collar. Very nice. She says, Chris and Charles are personable. As someone who's very new to the world of SEO, they have a way of presenting topics in a very user-friendly format. I took advantage of their generous offer for a free website analysis. Correction, it is actually a free comprehensive website analysis. And actually received a phone call back from Chris himself. Yeah, I had a great call with Kelly. My company is so new and small, they could have easily passed me by. But he took the time to give me some very valuable information and feedback about my website and answered all of my questions. What a great service. I highly recommend that you take advantage of this offer as well. These guys are a class act. Punch in the face to you, hey. Kelly. Awesome.
Kelly, you should think about putting a straw in there with like a little pouch where you can put your favorite brand of whiskey and make this Whiskey Collar thing official.
Official. Yeah, they make great collars. Go check out whiskeycollars.com. Punch in the face to you, Kelly. And that is the...
I got a patis. We got a couple patis.
Potatoes aren't done yet.
So. Almost. These patis came from Twitter. This patis goes to Stephanie Levon. She's at S... Levon. She hit us up at E-Rare Results. I don't know how I missed this. It was awesome. Thanks, guys. I was like, miss what?
Yeah.
I'm assuming she was talking about a podcast. Yeah. I hit her back. Let me know which podcast you're talking about.
So maybe she's the author of one of them?
I didn't recognize the name, and I looked at the last four. I didn't see it, so no. The next one was J. Daniel Samples. He's at J. Daniel Samples. He says, big shout out to at E-Web Results for keeping the at Best SEO podcast fresh and genuine. 5 stars all day with the stars. And then this last one came from Craig Riley. He says, at E-Web Results, loving the podcast, guys. Keep them up.
Boom.
Craig, we will. Appreciate y'all for tuning in, man.
Punch in the face. All right, that is the Potatoes of the Podcast. Time to get into the meat.
Yeah, so we want to give a huge punch in the face to Jason Demirez, man. We've covered his content before. He posts on Search Engine Guide. He may post on Search Engine Watch. I think I put an article of his from Moz before.
Right.
And so, pretty good author. And today he presented 6 ways to make your content more authoritative. For SEO.
Authoritative.
Authoritative for SEO. And so he starts off by saying content marketing is one of the most important strategies in establishing a solid online presence for SEO. He's right about that. Content marketing is extremely important. He also says one factor many marketers end up neglecting is the authoritativeness of the piece that you're producing. And he's absolutely right. You want to make sure that the piece you produce actually has a goal, that you intend to market it, and it will generate some results. But more importantly, that this piece has the authority that represents your company, that represents you. These days, more and more people are looking for that authoritative source, that expert source. Google, Yahoo, and Bing are looking for that authoritative content also to present you as the expert. And so you want to make sure that your content does that and presents you as an expert. And when you publish authoritative content, that's the first step into becoming that expert. So he says, how to make this content more authoritative? 6 ways. Number 1. He says, write from a professional's perspective. write from a professional's perspective.
What does that mean?
Yeah, so not like a rookie perspective or an amateur perspective. He says write from a professional's perspective. He says writing from the perspective of a real professional, demonstrating your authority by referencing a professional title or other credential to validate your authority. So this is literally making sure in the text, in the header, in the content, in the image, somewhere you've indicated that you are the professional and, frankly, you have the title and the resources to support what you're announcing.
Yeah.
Right. So this is I've been doing internet marketing for over 15 years.
Right.
Makes me professional.
Yeah.
Right. I got viral videos that went over a million views on viral videos.
About SEO.
About SEO.
Yeah.
Makes me professional. Right.
Our podcast has been downloaded more than a million times.
Yeah. In over 100 countries.
Yeah.
Makes us professional.
Yeah.
Right. And so you want to use this type of content, these type of titles, this type of data, this type of experience in the content you're producing. So that way those who read it, those who absorb it, those who engage with it will also understand that you are a professional.
Absolutely.
Number two. He says, use personal brands. Personal brands, right? Now he goes on to say, over time, your authors may develop niche areas of expertise, generating followings of their own and lending more power to the content that they write. So this is, let's say you're in a company and you got several people blogging and maybe one person is really good at, we deal with service providers a lot, right? So maybe an AC company, right? And you got somebody writing blogs about AC repair, you got somebody else blogging about ductless AC, you got somebody else blogging about energy efficiency or whatever, but the duckless guy is doing really, really well. His content gets engaged with a lot. He has people linking to him and retweeting him, and he's building up that expertise. Jason is saying leverage his brand,
yeah,
right? If he's building up that expertise and people recognize him as that expertise, then leverage that personal brand. I want to spin that a little bit because most of our people, frankly, don't have a slew of writers to have a personal brand to leverage with.
Right.
Frankly, most of our people use us or an agency like
to
us,
and so writing.
To do the writing.
And so don't necessarily want our writers' names on the
exactly.
The work
it's more of a white label approach, and yep. So rather than use a personal brand, I would encourage you to leverage your manufacturer's brand. Right. So let's say again, you're an AC company, and you're writing. Maybe you install Ream air conditioners or American Standard, and maybe you're the only certified person in your county, right? Or the only person who can install Ream in under 10 minutes. Whatever your exclusivity is,
right.
Use that. Highlight that. Capitalize that. And show that you're the expert in dealing with that manufacturer.
Right.
The reason you want to do that, and he's talking about brands, is because then you begin to align your expertise with the brand.
Yeah.
With the big brand, like American Standard or Ream or whatever big brand you deal with. Leverage brands, especially if you're a service, because you deal with the brands. Those brands deal with you, the dealer. They don't deal with the individual user. They don't deal with, they deal with the dealer. And
they're
going to
steal your customers.
Exactly. They're going to refer that customer back to you. Leverage those brands. Number three, Jason says, include more images and videos, right? And he's talking about ways to
establish authority
and make your content more authority for SEO. He says, include more images and videos. He goes on to say, multimedia editions will make your content more engaging to users, but they also show that you're going out of your way to illustrate complex issues.
Yep.
He's right, man. Anytime, I mean, we've all had that feeling. You get to a site, a great post that just has really great quality images. It's warm and fuzzy.
Spend time on that.
Yeah, I feel more confident in reading it. I even believe it more, even if this information is wrong. The fact that it looks high end is very credible. And so you want to make sure you do that. What I want to say was do it when possible. Sometimes it's just not possible to get a high quality image for whatever it is you're talking about. And then I'll say this. Maybe you have access to tons of high quality images. Don't overdo it. Right. If you only got 400 or 500 words of content, there's no need for having 8 or 9 pictures.
Right.
It's just not going to work, right? You have more images than content. No, you want to have a good mix there, but you want to include more images and videos, what he said, and I co-sign that when possible.
Yeah.
Anytime you can use video over the image, use the video. Period.
Boom.
Number four.
Four.
He says, cite real examples and facts, right? We're talking about being an authority, presenting yourself as an expert.
Right.
Cite real examples and facts. He says, it's easy to speculate about ideas, but it's hard to prove them. Right. He says that's why it's important and authoritative to cite examples and specifically as possible. Yeah, people learn from examples. You need those specifics. You need these facts, right? Most of the time, people are fact-finding. People are researching. People are looking for something, and usually it's data.
Right.
Usually some type of information, right? And so if you have, you're an AC guy, then present some facts about the percentage of people in a certain geographic area that use American Standard compared to Ring. Right. Or the percentage of people who don't have energy efficient windows installed and how much their bill goes higher. Right. All that information is available via CenterPoint or whatever your electric company is.
Right.
But pull that data, use those facts, use those statistics in your content, because that presents you as the expert and the authority source.
That authority.
It has to. Definitely. Number five.
Five.
Link to outside sources. Right? Duh.
I can assume that.
Yeah, he says, associating yourself with the known authority will make your authority increase in direct proportion. So he's not just linking to any random outside source, but let's just say, again, with my AC example, you link over to American Standard. Right? So now you're not just saying, I am the best American Standard person. Now you're not just saying, I'm the only certified installer of this. Now you actually link over to, I don't know, maybe a page on their dealer resources page that has your company listed. Right? And now you're linking there to prove that you are the authoritative person that you say you are. And maybe they don't have that sort of resource page. A lot of manufacturers don't.
Right.
And if they don't, then just link to their page. But at least you're linking there. And that's the company that you're referring to about being an expert with, that you're referring about being an authoritative figure with. You have an outbound link to them. Absolutely. If not to them, then maybe other industry people who aren't directly competitors with you, but who are also authoritative.
Right.
So maybe you have, you know, last week we talked about doing guest blogs with other people, collaborative blogs. So maybe you're an AC guy and you link to an authoritative plumber.
Or plumber.
Exactly. Right. You link to them because they're authority in their area. And in the post, you happen to mention something that's related to them. They'll likely throw you a bone and do the same thing, by the way.
And even if they don't, it still has value for your credibility, the authority of that content.
Link to outside sources. Number six.
Six.
He says, make yourself available for inquiries. Right? Make yourself available. He goes on to say, when using a personal brand or writing from the perspective of an expert, make yourself available for inquiries and discussion afterwards. Yeah, people like to talk, man. People have questions. And especially if you're an expert and you're available, then make yourself. That's why we Facebook Live now, so people can hit us with questions during the middle of the podcast.
People on Facebook Live right now, go ahead and say hello so we can see who you are.
That's why we request questions on Facebook and Twitter and all of these things, because we want to be available as an expert for you. Same reason we do this podcast. This is our way of presenting ourselves as an expert. So make yourself available. Like, just set the time to do that, because people will likely have questions, especially if they're researching.
Right.
They're researching, they're looking for information, and you just posted a well-written, well-authoritative, got your graphs, got your stats, got your facts in there, got your outbound links and all of the things we just covered, then yeah, they'll likely have questions for you either in the comments or somewhere. Be available and then answer them. Man,
punch
Jason,
in the face.
Punch in the face to you, man. Six ways to make your content more authoritative for SEO. Yeah, great article.
Excellent. And we do have what news? We
yeah.
That. What?
News. Yeah, man. So this what news, this what news is partially blank stare slash what slash really?
Yeah.
Goes to Samsung.
Yeah.
So according to CNN Money, Samsung is recalling millions of Galaxy Note 7 smartphones worldwide after reports that the device can catch on fire while charging. Samsung said Friday it had found a problem with the battery in some of the phones and was halting sales in 10 countries, including South Korea and the U.S. It will offer customers a new product for free in the coming weeks to replace the, dig this, 2.5 million Galaxy Note 7s that have been sold.
Wow. That's a lot of sales, first.
I know.
Well done.
And then... sucks.
Yeah.
Like, to do exactly what you want to do, sell a whole bunch of them really, really fast.
And then have to pull them back.
And then have to replace them for free.
By the way, this caused me to watch them. This may not hurt them. It caused me to watch, like, the sales pitch for it. And I was like, That's kind of a nice device, right? It's got the retinal scan. It's the first one with retinal scan.
So literally, the scare about it busting up caused you to actually be resold.
He's like, maybe I need one of those. You know, the only thing that I don't know if it has or doesn't have. I've got the Note 4, and I did the coolest, most awesome, nerdy thing the other day.
Okay.
I'm at Action Coach. It's a mentor coach that we have, and they were showing a video of Paul Dunn, who's a pretty amazing individual. And,
yeah, Paul Dunn is awesome.
They didn't have the remote for their TV, and there was no sound. So I pulled up my remote app, and you use yours, mm-hmm. right? So I plugged in Vizio, the TV. I knew it was the default, so I didn't do any testing. I was like, yeah, that's good. Boop, boop, boop. Turned up the volume. Literally, awesome. Like, everyone in the room was like, all right, that was impressive.
Let's go Galaxy Note, you know what I'm saying? For
And they took it off of the 7. Like, so the
they
Note,
took the remote off?
They took the remote off the 7. I don't know if it's on the 7 Note, right?
Mm,
it's
off, I was the off 7 the S7.
And the S7, but I don't know if it's off the 7 Note. And I may have to wait a generation because that was
kind
of coolest
cool.
nerdy thing I think I've ever done in front of people. So.
That's awesome.
Other than talk about like super nerdy stuff, do that more regularly. Nerdy stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say you do that daily.
Yeah. All right. So is that it?
That's it.
Hey, one last thing. If you like this podcast,
this podcast right here,
this one, we're gonna ask you to do three very small things. Really, it's the same thing over and over again. So it's really just we're gonna ask you to do one thing. Go ahead and share this or tell this podcast. Tell three people about this podcast.
Yeah, share this podcast. Three of your people. I don't care how you share it. If you tweet out the link you're watching, if you reshare the Stitcher podcast you're listening to,
yep.
if you tweet out the link to the iTunes download, maybe a SoundCloud listener, you reshare that to maybe somebody you know would be interested in this type of information. We just want you to do it three different ways. Your choice.
Cool. And thank you for doing that. Hey, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724. If you have a referral, somebody who's interested in website design or search engine optimization or internet
or pay-per-click management
general,
or social media marketing or email marketing, hit us
send
up.
Them to us. They pay their bill. We pay you. We have a referral program in place. I am still doing networking in Houston. If you are in Houston, come to one of the events or at least get to the website upsocialnetwork.com and come check out this event. Just networking like it's never been done before.
Networking on turbo boosters.
On
nitros. That's what I'm thinking about.
It's like 20th century networking.
20th century digital networking. Like, take advantage. Especially if you're in the Houston area, come take advantage.
Yep. Let's see. So we were filmed live here at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106, Houston, Texas, 77092. A transcript, video, and audio of this podcast can be found at our website, ewebresults.com. Until the next podcast, my name is Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Hey, we are the most popular internet marketing podcast because of all of y'all.
Oh, yeah. Forgot to acknowledge everybody who made us who we are today.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
We really appreciate it. Punch in the face to you. That is a good thing. Again, my name is Chris Burris with
eWeb Results.
Whatever. My name is Chris Burris. You're supposed to kick me in the shin.
Oh, yeah, my bad. That's a good thing.
This is
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now. Slightly raised up eyebrow, highbrow. Tamely, gamely, headed my way. Cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl. She's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I'll die happily. Alright, balance check.
Mike, 3, 2, 1, 2. SEO Podcast 337. Today we're talking about authority, so get ready. Please pay attention, turn up and listen. You're listening to the top position. Snatchers. You know what I'm saying? Hey, SEO Podcast 337, let's go.